It is very good to be with you this morning. Simon, I'm very glad you gave us permission to hum along because I can't help myself. It's just so wonderful to be physically present with you and such a treat to have such great music as well. I was very moved when we began this time of worship with those antiphons. From the prophet of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news. Wise and generous God, open our hearts and our ears that we may hear your good news for us this day. Amen." One of the problems of Christmas, at least for those of us who've been brought up more or less within the church, is that it can all seem very familiar. Year after year, after all, it's the same old story about angels and shepherds and the baby in the manger. Of course, it's good to hear it again, but we've heard it all before. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, as they say. So Christmas could feel like a warm, cosy blanket and a hot water bottle, a mince pie with some brandy cream and a glass of mulled wine. And who doesn't need a bit of comfort at this time of year, especially this year? While I certainly don't want to knock all the comfort out of Christmas, I wonder if it could also be a little bit dangerous for our spiritual health. If we feel as if we'd heard it all before, might we be tempted to take it all for granted? If we only hear the Christmas story as the retelling of our favourite tale, then it might be good, but will it be news? News must be about something new, something we don't already know about. What started me off thinking along this track was a text from today's Gospel reading. John the Baptist refers the crowd to Jesus and says, "Among you stands one whom you do not know." This is the text that provoked me today. Yes, Jesus is our familiar friend, thank God, but he is also a stranger in our midst. I guess that many of you will have read the Narnia stories by C.S. Lewis, and you'll be aware of the deeply Christian message that runs through them. The key figure, as you know, is Aslan, who is supposed to represent Jesus Christ. And there's a very interesting passage in The Lion and the Witch and the Wardrobe, when one of the children, Susan, hearing for the first time that Aslan is a lion, says, "Ooh, I thought he was a man. Is he quite safe? I shall feel rather nervous about meeting a lion." "That you will, dearie, and no mistake," said Mrs. Beaver. "If there's anyone who can appear before Aslan without their knees knocking, they're either braver than most or else silly." "Then he isn't safe," said Lucy. "Safe," said Mr. Beaver. "Don't you hear what Mrs. Beaver says? Who said anything about safe? Course he isn't safe." Well, for me at least, this fictional commentary on the Christian story is a helpful corrective to the classic, typical Christmas card image of gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Although it is true to say that Jesus comes to bring good news of great joy, he also comes to challenge and demand. As someone has said, the purpose of the gospel is both to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. Or as Isaiah says, the good news is for the oppressed, the brokenhearted, the captives, the prisoners. The prophet makes no mention of those who enjoy the freedom of a relatively easy life, people like me, perhaps people like you. The coming of God in the child Jesus was not so that we could have a winter holiday. The coming of God into the world was to bring light into darkness. If what I've said is true, then it's hardly surprising that the world around us has largely forgotten about Advent. Or at least it's quite instructive to notice that the only bit of Advent that still seems to have purchase in our society is the Advent calendar, which these days is loaded with chocolate, the nation's favourite comfort food. I really don't blame anyone for wanting comfort at the end of this year, or indeed any year. But what is almost entirely absent is any sense of preparation for something unexpected, something strange, something that might change the world and us too. That's why John the Baptist is so important. We know from the Gospel stories that John was a sort of wild man. He lived out in the wilderness and he ate locusts and wild honey, and he was always raving about fire and judgment. He was a decidedly uncomfortable person. The kind of person, frankly, you would cross the street to get away from if you were doing your Christmas shopping. Definitely not the kind of person you'd invite for Christmas dinner. But you can't get to Christmas without passing John the Baptist. Echoing the prophecy of Isaiah, his job is to make straight the path of the Lord. But from our point of view, that often looks like making the path to the Lord a little less straightforward. Among you, he says, stands one whom you do not know. John the Baptist challenges us to wonder if we've become a bit too comfortable, a bit too familiar with Jesus. To echo the Narnia stories, has Jesus in our minds become a bit safe? Have we been lulled into a false sense that Aslan is a tame lion? I don't know what that might mean to each of you here. Perhaps it means that you've hushed the still, small voice within you that is calling you to a deeper life of prayer, or a more generous tithe, or a step into ministry of some sort, or some kind of service. Perhaps it means that you've softened the demand to live a holy life. Perhaps you've quietly given up on the idea that God still has a purpose for you, that you could still be changed. Very likely, it wouldn't take any of us long to spot some of the ways in which we have tamed the lion. The good news, of course, is that this is not our first Christmas, and it's unlikely to be our last. What I mean by this is that there is always the opportunity to have another go, to start again, to let a little bit more light into the darkness. Christ the stranger is always there, gently knocking at the door of our hearts, waiting to be let in. 2020 is not a year that we are likely to forget, but it isn't over yet. And while the coronavirus is likely to dominate our memories, it's not too late to look for something else that's memorable. Perhaps if we were to approach the retelling of the Christmas story this year with an expectation that this year it will be both good and news for us, perhaps then there'll be something in it that we've never noticed before. Something that might shed a new light on things for us. Something to make our paths a little bit straighter. Something that might change us forever. That really would be an unforgettable end to an unforgettable year. Amen.